You're with SBS Radio.
Hello, Nitza. My name is Hilit Mann, and I'm the CEO of the New South Wales Board of Jewish Education, and everybody mainly know it as BJE.
Hi, Nitza. My name is Nurit Feldman, and I am the Youth Engagement Coordinator at BJE. It's responsible for all the informal education of the youth engagement in...
Hilit, can you please tell our listeners what the BJE is doing?
So the BJE mainly provides Jewish education and Hebrew education to students who do not go to Jewish day schools in New South Wales.
How do you do that?
There are classes that are called SRE, or Special Religious Education, or Scripture, depends on the preference of the school, of the name. BJE is the sole provider for the Jewish education in those times. These classes happen during school time, mainly in primary school, and it's a time for the students to learn about their own religion. With us, they learn about the Jewish religion.
You also teach Hebrew at the various schools. Can you tell us about it?
So we teach Hebrew in two different ways. One is just Hebrew classes that happen before or after school, and the other one is Hebrew and heritage, and the Jewish heritage and the Israeli heritage. And that also happens usually after school, and there are centers around New South Wales where students can join from other schools as well.
And do the parents have to pay extra?
For those classes, they do have to pay extra. They are not funded by any other organization, unlike the SRE classes that are funded by JCA.
What are we talking about?
I can tell you that this year for Hebrew heritage classes, the amount for the entire year was $770. These are 2 hours per week over 4 terms.
That's very reasonable. And you teach also students, high school students for matric.
We teach high school students various of classes. We teach the special religion education classes, which happens in some high schools, and we teach the Hebrew classes all the way from year 7 to the HSC. The Hebrew classes happen in 2 high schools. One is Rose Bay Secondary College, and the teacher is provided by the Department of Education with the BJE support. And we teach at Killara High School, where the teacher is provided by BJE solely, and therefore the fees at Killara High School are slightly higher than the fees at Rose Bay Secondary College.
So the children actually can do it, the matric. Is it happening anywhere else in Australia?
Well, there is another organization in Victoria called UJEB, and UJEB is providing the Hebrew and the Jewish studies for students who don't go to Jewish day schools in Melbourne.
So this is fantastic, because parents that for some reason cannot send their children to a Jewish day school can still give the children Jewish education, and the kids can still learn Hebrew, even if they go to public schools and some also private schools, from what I understand. Nurit Feldman, you've got a very important role in the BJE. You're talking about Youth Engagement Coordinator. You are the Youth Engagement Coordinator. Can you please explain what it means?
So we're trying to connect between the Jewish students that are not in Jewish schools, to connect between them on a different level so they can make friendship for life. They can engage with their heritage and their roots, and they can have fun together. They can also learn about holidays and get a bit of background from their own roots. So the ways that we're doing it, we have lunch clubs in a few schools, and we tend to enlarge this activity to other schools as well. At the moment, it's in Rose Bay Secondary and Randwick Girls. Next time will be in Killara High School and Redham, and we are planning to have some more. We have a chocolate hour that kids and students are meeting. We have our camps, which is a fantastic way for kids to connect and have fun. The main thing that we do is to be on the Israel program, which is for year 10. This program allows them to go for 6 weeks to Israel.
This is amazing. I know that the Jewish day schools are doing it for years now.
Yes.
So now that you're actually enabling it for kids that don't go to Jewish day school to,
yes,
not to miss out, they can go to Israel for 6 weeks.
Yes, so they go to Israel for 6 weeks. It's for public schools and private schools as well. It's 6 weeks, but they connect and establish meaningful relationship with the land of Israel and their heritage. It's a wonderful way to make friendships for life. It's a wonderful way to find your own identity within the spectrum of Judaism and to see the connect with the people in Israel.
We are talking to Hilit Mann, the CEO of the BJE, the Board of Jewish Education in New South Wales, and Nurit Feldman, the Youth Engagement Coordinator of the BJE in New South Wales. And you're listening to SBS Radio broadcasting around Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. Hilit, what are the main challenges that you're facing and as the CEO of the BJE?
Well, the main challenge is really knowing where the students are. If we don't know where they are, we can't provide anything to them. I'm really urging anybody who knows of any Jewish student anywhere in New South Wales to contact BJE and let us know where they are.
Can you help them even if they're not in Rose Bay or St. Dives?
Absolutely. We have a range of programs and we have correspondence programs and we would like to assist as many students to connect with their heritage.
This is amazing. I didn't know that. So even Jewish children living in the country area or in different, like the western suburbs of Sydney, I know a few Israeli families that actually settled in the western suburbs of Sydney. So they can also benefit from the BJE.
They absolutely can benefit. They can also come to our camps. We have a year 6 camp where students meet each other before they go to high school. We have a year 7 to 12 camp that happens for 4 days where students meet each other again from different backgrounds. And we also have the Israel program, as Nurit talked about, that really let them meet each other and connect with each other and form life friendships with each other. But if they are still in primary school, we can help them connect to the Jewish heritage through our correspondence classes.
Nurit, you wanted to say
something? Yeah, I wanted to add that talking about the Israel program, so the BJE actually, when doing the Israel program, it allows also Jewish students from Queensland and Jewish students from ACT also to join the New South Wales group. So it's a program for all of those kids, as well as this year, we are taking the kids from Victoria.
Do you think that the BJE forms a competition to the Jewish day schools around Australia?
I don't think the BJE forms any competition to the Jewish day schools. The Jewish day schools have a great program and they have great facilities and they are fantastic schools. If a family chooses to go to a state school, that means that they either would like to mix with other Australians or they can't afford the Jewish day schools. And wherever there's a need, we will be there trying our best to connect them back to the community. And we started also a parent engagement program where we facilitate activities for parents to bring their children and mingle with each other and get to know each other and form a community. We have a beautiful community on the Lower North Shore that we've just visited, and we're trying our best to facilitate for their needs. And we know that now in the southern eastern suburbs, there's also a community that would like now for us to help them cater and provide them some form of assistance in forming their own little community.
This is amazing. So you're actually encouraging socializing and identifying, not just for the children, but also the parents themselves to mix and mingle and share. I mean, they've got so much in common. This and to find each other, otherwise they wouldn't find each other.
Exactly. They wouldn't know who to find and who to contact, and we would like to provide them a platform for them to meet.
Well, I think that the BJE's got a very important role in the Jewish life here in New South Wales, in Sydney, and the paralleling organization in Victoria is also very important. As you said, not everybody can go to the Jewish day school. Hilit Mann, the CEO of the BJE, and Nurit Feldman, the Youth Engagement Coordinator of the BJE. Thank you very much and good luck.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.